Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi, Ben Harav Yosef, as well as for all the hostages, the safety of the hostages and the safety of our Chayalim. Today's daf was Bava Metzia daf Samach Vav. We're learning Perek Ezu Neshech, all about the laws of interest. And we left off at the bottom of Samach Hamid Beis at the words Hahu Gavra. Akudavach to Avram, David to Reuven from Harrisburg to Yaakov and to David Yoshua. Here we go, says the Gemara. Hahu Gavra dezavin le'ara l'chavri shalo ba'achrayas. A man sold, Reuven sold a piece of land to Shimon, but he expressly said he's not taking responsibility for the field. If one of his creditors comes and takes the field away, so then Shimon's going to be out of luck. They specifically wrote below Bachrayis, and Rashi points out that they have to specifically stipulate that it was no Achrayis, because if you just leave out the Achrayis, we paskin Achrayis to Sofer. So if you leave it out, then you assume the assumption is there is Achrayis. They have to explicitly say there isn't. Gershon Eitan, great to see you. A good vach. How garbage the zoven le'ar al chavish lo Bachrayis. So Reuven sells a field to Shimon. He's not taking responsibility. Now, obviously, Shimon needed the money so desperately Reuven needed the money so desperately, or he needed the fields. Shimon needed the field so desperately, he was willing to buy it even without Achrayis. Chazya, the Havika Atziv. So Reuven saw that Shimon was sad. Here he is. He spent all this money purchasing a field. And at any second, the field can be taken away from him, and he has no recourse. A good devach to Dr. Joe. A good devach, Dr. Joe. Chazit the Katziv, so he saw he was sad. Amayatzivis, why are you sad? Don't worry. If anybody comes to grab it away from you, Magvina Lach Shofra, I will give you land from the best of my property. And not only will I give you the property, Magvinolach Shufra Shivcha Uperi, the best land and whatever money you put into making it better and whatever fruit you ate from it. I'm going to give you back everything. He's just fattening him up with words. Very nice words. He says, if someone takes it from you, I'll give you another field. I could tell you a lot of things. I could tell you, Avi, tomorrow I'm going to give you $1,000. Does that obligate me, even if I say it in front of witnesses? No. Tomorrow I could decide to say, guess what, Avi? I changed my mind. I'm not giving you $1,000. So just because the guy said, if someone comes and grabs it away from you, I'm going to replace it with best fields, it means nothing. It's pitume mili ba'almahu. He's just fattening him up with words, meaning He's just saying something to make him feel better. But it's not considered to be a binding condition. Even though Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim, we learned in Kedushin, don't we follow your words? But since you have a document that explicitly states that you're selling it without responsibility, and the document is still around, we say that his real das is what's written in the document. And the words that he's saying is just to make the guy feel good, but they're not binding. Now, Amemar, Ravashi is going to take Amemar to task for this. Amle Ravashi la Amemar. Really? Words that a guy says don't mean anything? Time am I. What's the reason that you're saying that his words don't mean anything? Kevan de lokech ba'yelasnuye. If you want to make a condition of the sale, the buyer has to make the condition because he's the one who wants to be able to get the field back. So if the seller says something is meaningless, the buyer has to make the condition. Here it's the mocher saying something, and therefore you're saying it is meaningless. And the Rishonim point out it's dafka if you didn't say anything at the beginning of the sale. And it's just before the end of it, so the mocher said, don't worry. So the Chachamim say, since the lokech didn't respond and say, yes, I'm only buying it on that condition, he never said that. So it's not, it's just considered to be Pitume Mili. However, if the Mocher said this at the very beginning, before they started anything about the sale, even if the Lokech doesn't say anything, certainly he's buying it on the condition that he is going to have responsibility. So says Tosus in Dira Maspla Pitume. Take a look at the top Tosus. Adil Palti, great to see you. Take a look at that Tosus. Pitume Mili Ba'amu. Davka Hacha Shekvar Amdu Al-Sof. Al-Sof. Liknos Shalom Bachayis. They were near the end of the deal already. So that's the only time we say this. But at the beginning, then it's going to be binding. So says Tysus and the other Rishonim. And if they completely finish the sale, and they only mentioned it afterwards, even if they both mention it, it's meaningless. So says Tysus. And the Ritva also writes that all of this is only where it was not stated in the language of a condition. However, if it was clearly stated, I'm selling this to you on the condition that I'm going to provide that, even if he said it, even if only the Mocher said it and not the Lokeach, it is considered to be a good condition. Let's continue. So, Amalei Rav Ashi Lamir, time am I, came into Lokeach by the Zavacha, Mocher Kamasne, Amrit Petu Mil Bamahu, but wait a minute. But the brisa that we said at the end of yesterday's daf sounds like it's against that. That we don't say Pitume Mili. How is the brisa that we said at the end of yesterday's daf against this? How are we supposed to remember what happened in the end of yesterday's daf? Yesterday's daf was yesterday. How do we remember that? So I'm glad you asked that question. I'll remind you of what we said at the end of yesterday's daf. At the end of yesterday's daf, we had the following case, which we're going to speak about a lot today. A lot. A guy, actually, not exactly. We're not going to speak about this case a lot today, just right now. We're going to speak about a different, similar case today, not this case. At the end of yesterday, we had the following case. Reuven sells a house or a field to Shimon. And Reuven says, listen, I'm selling you the house. But when I get the money, I'm going to buy the house back from you. So the brisa distinguished. It depends who says the condition. So if the Reisha said it's Usser and the Seifa said it was Mutter, the Gemara said, what's the difference of the Reisha? What's the difference of the Seifa? So Rava said, the Reisha, the seller, was making a condition, sounded like it was mandatory. He was saying, when I get the money back, I'm only selling it to you on the condition that when I get the money back, I'm going to buy it back. That you can't do because that's ribbis. That's interest. But the seifa is where the buyer said, listen, I'm buying the field. If you get money and you want to buy it back, you know, we'll decide later. If I want to, maybe I'll sell it back to you. So that's not ribbis. That's where he's doing it totally optionally and voluntarily. So it's not ribbis, and it works. So now, let's get back to our case. Elamas nisa diktani liu l'chamos achsilach. But what about the brisa that we quoted at the end of yesterday's daf? That it said in the seifa, if the buyer says, l'chshiyu l'chamos achsilach mutter. Yeah, when you get money, I'll sell the field back to you. It's going to be mutter. The mocher who the buyer listening. So we said it's not a real binding condition because the mocher didn't make the condition. Mocher lo asni velo kech kam asni. The mocher didn't do it. The wrong guy did it. That's why it's not binding. And that's why it's mutter to do. And it's not binding. It's not ribbis. Velo kech kam asni. Varminan. And we said yesterday, maishna reisha maishna seifa. What's the difference between the ratio where the mocher made the condition and the seifa where the lokeach made the condition? Amar Rava. Seifa, the amar lei midate. The lokeach said, listen, I'm not obligating myself to sell it back to you. I'm saying, a good tevach Avrami, great to see you. I'm not a good tevach Avram Chaim, great to see you. I'm not obligating. I'm saying midate. If I want to give it back to you, I'll give it back to you. Says more time with amar lei midate. The reason why we say it works, the sale works, but it's not ribbis, is because he said it's optional for me to sell it back to you. Hello, amalei midate, but if he didn't say it's optional, it still works.
Lo Armini Petuim Mila Ba'amahu, the sale would still be a good sale. And we don't say, oh, he's just joking around. If he would have said, oh, he didn't say Midate. He said, don't worry. If you want the money back, I'll sell it back to you. So we don't say that it's Petume Mili Ba'amahu. We say it works. We say it's a complete Hischaivus. He's obligated to give it back to the guy. Why is he obligated? Just say he's just telling him, oh, but by the way, if you get the money back, I'll give it back to you. There we say it's binding. How come over here we say it's not binding and there it's binding? Says Gemara, no. No. Amalei Amemer said back to Ravashi, no. No. If the lokeach is making the condition, it's never binding. What the Brisa means there, even if he doesn't say it's optional, even if he doesn't say it's optional, we always assume it's optional. Even if he doesn't say the words, it's optional. Since the wrong guy is making the condition, it's always considered to be pitu memila ba'alma. It's optional. He's not obligated to sell him back the field at all, even if he's making a commitment. Whether he says, oh, if I feel like it, I'll sell it back to you. Or even if he says, don't worry, I'll sell it back to you. It's the wrong guy making the condition. And since it's the wrong guy making the condition is not binding. Let's continue. A similar kind of a case where we say words are meaningless. Words are meaningless. Promises are meaningless. Hahush chiv mira. There was a guy on his deathbed, the Kasa Lagita Ladvisu, and he had a brother and they had no kids. And the guy's on his deathbed, a good vach, Ramordechai, great to see you. Hahush chiv mira. There was a guy on his deathbed, the Kasa Lagita Ladvisu. He wrote a get to his wife so that she shouldn't be Zakuka Layavam. She shouldn't have to deal with Yibum. Angid ve'istach, as he's about to give the get, he's like moaning and sighing. Amrele, so his wife says to him, Amaykam istachis? Why are you moaning and sighing? Ikaimis didachana. If you survive this illness, I'll come back and marry you again. I'm yours. Ikaimis, if you survive, didachana. I'm yours. Amrev zvid, petumim milab almahu. If he gets better, Rav Zvid says, she's not obligated to marry him. She was just trying to make him feel good on his deathbed. But it's Petumim, she's just trying to fatten him up with words, make him feel good. Amelie Ravacha mi difti li Ravina. I mean, v'ilav Petumim mili mai. B'didah kaim alimishtei tera b'gita. Let's say she actually made a condition. I'm only agreeing to divorce if you get back, if you get healthy again. Is she the one who's supposed to be making conditions in a get? A get works against her will. She has no say in the get. She can't make conditions in the get. He's got to make a condition. So what's the chiddush of this? Obviously, if she says, oh, don't worry, when you divorce me, I'll go. Obviously, whatever she says is meaningless here. Answers the Gemara, no. Mao de se mohu gufei adai to didah kal gomer v'yoev gita. He hasn't given her the get yet, and she says, don't worry. If you might have thought that since she says, don't worry, if you continue to live, I'll come back and marry you again. So you might think that he's only giving her the get on the condition that if he lives, they're gonna get remarried. Kamash Malan, that no. She only intended to fatten him up with words, and therefore his intention is based on what she says, but she's only fattening him up. So there is no legit condition. So explains Tosfos in the Ramas al Kamash Malon. Let's continue. Arabaisai. Now don't get scared. We're now going to talk about Asmachta, gambling. Oh.
Rabbi, could you even have a condition when it comes to a get where it's not really Croesus? Because
yes, you can. Yes, you can have a condition. I'm divorcing you on the condition that it snows tomorrow. If it snows, it's a good get. If it doesn't snow, it's not a good get.
Yeah, but here she's saying she's coming back. There's no real resource at the get. So
can you divorce a girl on the condition that I want to marry you back tomorrow? So you want to say that's not a crisis? It sounds like from this Gemara that it would be a crisis. Interesting. Good question. I don't know. Great question. Asmachta. What's an asmachta? So we have a machlokas in Baba Basra. Rabbi Yossi says asmachta kanya, and Rabbi Yehuda says asmachta is lo kanya. A machlokas we've shown him, and now we paskin
Sorry for all you gamblers out there. We paskin asmachta lo kanya. Sorry. Football pools. Sorry. Asmachta lo kanya. Maybe ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Oh, I know what you're going to tell me. Yeah, you know which team is really going to win. Yeah, baloney with chopsticks. You know which team is going to win. You don't know which team is going to win. You're just gambling. What do they have now? FanDuel. Oh, you very Rachman al-Islam. You know how many kids FanDuel is murdering? Crazy. I don't want to go into specifics, but trust me, FanDuel is destroying children. Destroying them. Mm-hmm. Forget about kids don't even play outside anymore. They're on their phones all the time. Like this guy, Jonathan Haidt, writes in his book that all kids are no longer, they don't know how to play anymore. They're just on their phones all day. Normal, like playing in a playground, doesn't exist anymore. Forget that. They can't even watch a ball game and enjoy it anymore because everyone's betting on every single little aspect of the game. It's insanity. Insanity. And betting is so addictive. Oy. Oy vey. Anyway. Asmachta. So, we had a case in the Mishnah which sounded a whole lot like Asmachta. What was the case in the Mishnah, Rabbi Isai? Reuven lends Shimon $1,000. Shimon gives Reuven as a mashkon, a collateral, an $1,100 field. And he says like this, if I pay you back within 3 years, I get my field back. If I don't pay you back within 3 years, you get to keep, for my $1,000 loan, you get to keep my $1,100 field. Sounds like an asmachta, no? He assumes he's going to pay back. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, it works! Oh, says the Gemara. Hilvo al sadeu. So the Mishnah, Gemara's quoting the case of the Mishnah. Amarev huna bishas matan mos konakol. If you make this condition at the time of the loan, so then the full $1,100 field, if he doesn't pay back, you acquire it. Why? Because it's like a sale. It's like I'm selling you the field. I'm just giving you a good deal. I'm selling you the field for $1,000. It's $1,100 field. I'm selling it to you for $1,000. If he makes the condition at the beginning, then it's not a problem. It's a sale. However, la'achar matan mos, but if he makes the condition later on, like a year into the loan, he says, if I don't pay it back in 2 years, where there's nothing changing hands at that moment. There's nothing changing hands. So that sounds more like an asmachta. Lo kana, ella kenegin ma'osav. So you can only let him collect 1,000 of the field, not 1,100, because only to pay back what actually was the debt. But if the condition was that he's going to collect the whole field, he gets nothing. If he makes a condition a year in and says, you'll take 10/11 of the field, you'll take $1,000 worth of the field, then that would work. But if he says you're going to get the whole field, then the whole thing is null and void. It's an asmachta. An asmachta is lo kanya. And Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna. Rav Nachman Omar, afil la'achar matan mos, even a year in, kana hakol, the condition works, because at this juncture in the Gemara thinks that Rav Nachman holds, asmachta kanya. Tosfos in the Masechta Min Yumi writes over here, even Rav Nachman usually says asmachta is lo kanya, but here he holds, since the land is already in the hands of the Malveh, so this is a special exception that Asmachta will be Kone. However, some say no. Rav Nachman holds a Grab Yosef that Asmachta is Kone everywhere. So says the Ramban of the Ritva and many others. Fine. Says the Gemara. The Gemara tells a story. Ovid Rav Nachman Uvdo Gavei Reish Kalusa Kishmate. Rav Nachman, there was a case with the Reish Galusa, mamish this kind of a case, that the guy lends him $1,000 and the Loveh makes a condition after a year into the debt. He says, if you don't pay back by another 2 years, then you get the whole field. Rav Nachman paskin, that he gets the whole thing. And Rav Nachman paskin, that the guy has to
give a document. He gave the Malve a document. The Love wrote a document that he's giving over the whole field if he doesn't pay by X amount of date. And Rav Nachman gave him the document. Kari Rav Yehuda Lishtari, the Amora Rav Yehuda, heard about this, and before the end of the 3 years, he ripped up the document because he disagreed, because he held Asmachta is Lo Kanya. Like Rav Huna said before, that La'achar Matan Mos, if you do it at the beginning, it's a sale. But if you do it in the middle, it's an Asmachta, and it's not going to work. Amalei Reish Galusa. So the Reish Galusa said to Rav Nachman, you're going to let Rav Yehuda get away with ripping up your document? You paskind, it's good. Stand up for your rights. Amalei Reish Galusa, Rav Yehuda Karl Ishtarcha. Amalei, Rav Nachman said, what am I going to do? Dar de Gakari. You think it's like a little kid who ripped this up? Gav Rabakari, a great Amora like Rav Yehuda ripped it up. Chaza Beitaima. He must have seen a good reason to rip it up, Vikare. Some say Rav Nachman said the opposite. Igad Amre, some say no, he was complaining. He was complaining. The Amalei, the Reish Galusa, and he said to the Reish Galusa, Dar de Gakari. This little kid, Rav Yehuda, this little kid, ripped it up. Even though he's an Adam Gadol, but compared to me, he's a little kid. Because we all know we always follow Rav Nachman and Dini Mamanus. And therefore, Rav Yehuda, compared to Rav Nachman and Dini Mamanus, is like a little kid. Now, the Gemara says in Ksubis, Yud Gimel, that we always follow Rav Nachman by Dini Mamanus. He was a judge. Rav Nachman was a judge. Now, the Achronim ask over here, you're going to see in one line, Rav Nachman is actually going to back out. He's going to back out in this case. So why is he bragging about the fact that we always follow him in Dini Mamanus if in this case he's actually wrong? He's going to back out.
Rabbeinu, Michila Rabbeinu, we had a Maisa in Kedushin where Rav Yehuda was Mon to Bezdin, Rav Nachman's Bezdin, and Rav Nachman's wife overheard their give and take, and she said to Rav Nachman, get this guy out of here because he's the smartest guy that's ever walked into your house.
Dafayin, that was great, actually. Oh, Gavaldik, I forgot that it was Rav Yehuda. I remember Yalta. It was Yalta. I think Yalta was Rav Nachman's wife. Yalta was saying, "This, get this guy out of here. He's making you look like an idiot." Yeah. So the Achronim answer, even though he backed out from the din, but he did not back out from the fact that you should not distinguish between Shas Matan Mos or Achan Matan Mos. And since Rav Yehuda ripped it up for that distinction, so that's why he called him a little child. Hadar Amar of Nachman, they were Nachman backed out. Afilu b'shas matan mos. Even if you made the condition at the time of the matan, loy kana v'lo klum. It's an asmachta. An asmachta is lo kanya. Because he's only saying it because he's trying to get him to get loan him the money. He says, don't worry. I'll pay back the money in 3 years. And if I don't, I'll give you this $2 million house. He doesn't mean to really give it to him. He's just saying it to him to make him believe him. But really, he doesn't intend. That's an asmachta. Why is an asmachta called asmachta? So Rashi over here sounds like that he's only saying it so that they should rely on you. He's saying this condition so that they should believe in you. Asmachta. And Tosus also sounds that way. Rashi in Sanhedrin and Rashbam and Baba Basra say a little bit different. That when you make the condition, you are relying on the fact that you're going to keep the condition. So that's why it's called an asmachta, somech. You're relying on that. The Drisha in his commentary in Choshen Mishpat writes that the word asmachta can mean different things in different places. Okay. Let's continue. Hadam Rav Nachman, afim b'shad alakon alakon. Why he backed out, asmachta lo kanya. Now, Rava's going to ask against Rav Nachman. Ace the Rava the Rav Nachman. What do you mean? What about our Mishnah? What about the Mishnah? Mamish, the same case. So what do you mean? At least at the time of the giving of the money, sounds like it works. On my lay. Ani Omer Asmachta Kanya. Until this point, I thought Asmachta Kanya. Minyumi was the name of a great rabbi. Omer Asmachta Lo Kanya. And I backed out to agree with Minyumi. Why? Says the Ramban, Rav Nachman thought his Rebbe's held as machta kanya. Minyumi said in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of Rav Nachman's Rebbe, Rabbi Baravua, that as machta is not kanya, and therefore Rav Nachman backed out to hold like Minyumi. Frank the Gemara, obvious question, Ula Minyume Kashim Asnisin. Okay, so what's Minyume if you hold Asmach the low Kanye? What are you going to do with the Mishnah? Now, the Gemara gives two answers, and it says the words Ibais Ema before both of the answers. The Shalah HaKadosh writes, usually the Gemara gives one answer, and then it gives a second one, Ibais Ema. If it only says Ibais Ema in the second answer, the Gemara doesn't like the first answer so much and feels that the second answer is better than the first answer. But if it says Ibais Ema by both answers, the reason why it says that is to teach you that both answers are equally gavaldic. It's not that one's better than the other. So says the Shalah HaKadosh. Iba Yisema, Masnis and Rabbi Yossi, the Masmachta Kanya. Oh, we don't follow the Mishnah. The Mishnah's paskening Asmachta Kanya, like Rabbi Yossi. But we hold Asmachta's low Kanya. That's one answer. Iba Yisema, another answer. The Mishnah's talking about a case. No, really, the Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Asmachta's low Kanya. But the Mishnah's talking about the Amale Kini Me Akshav. No, the Lova said, I'm selling you my field for this $1,000 today. It's yours. The field is yours today. Within 3 years, we'll make a condition. I can buy it back. That's the pshat. That's the case in the Mishnah. And now the rest of the daf is going to be distinctions about when Asmachta is Kanya and when Asmachta is low Kanya. Omeli ma yinuka umak shisha b'nei de Rav Chista. Rav Chista had two kids. One of them called Mar Yanuka, and they called Mark Shisha. Mar Yanuka is the baby, and Mark Shisha is the old one. So some say Yanuka was the younger one, and Shisha was the older one. Others say, no, Yanuka was the older one. They called him Yanuka because Rav Chista gave birth to him when he was a Yanuka, when he was young. So he's older. And Shisha is the one when Rav Chista gave birth when he was older, so he's younger. Oh. Amrulei Mar Yanuka or Mark Shisha b'nei de Rav Chista l'Rav Ashi. Hachi Amri Naradoi. In the yeshiva of Naradoi, they said this, Mishmei Rav Nachman, Hai Asmachta, this Asmachta of our Mishnah, if I don't pay you in 3 years, you own the field. Bizmane Kanya. After 3 years, he owns the field. Below Zmane Lo Kanya, but before 3 years, he doesn't own the field. Says the Gemara, Shkoyach, I needed the yeshiva. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, Amalahu, Ravashi said, that can't be what they meant in the yeshiva of Naradoi. Call me the Bizmani Kanya, Bizmani Lokani. What do you mean? That's not just a special by Asmachta. If I sell you something and I say I want the sale to be Chal in 3 years, well, before 3 years it's not Kona. After 3 years it is Kona. What in the world is the Chiddush of this? Says the Gemara. No. Rav Ashi says, no, this is what they must have meant. Dilma Haki Karmrusu. Maybe this is what they said in Naradoi in the name of Rav Nachman. Ashkeche Begozmane V'omarle. Kini Kani. If the borrower, 2 years into the deal, the borrower finds the mom and says, you know what? I see I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to be able to pay you the money back in a year. So just take the field from now already. So then he really means it. That's not an asmachta. That's kini. However, buzzer's money, if it's after the 3 years and he goes over to him and says, you know what? I wasn't able to pay you back here. Just take my field. But Amalei Kni, Lo Kani. It doesn't work. My time, why does it not work? Machmas Kisufut Kamalei. He's really just embarrassed that he couldn't pay him back, but it's still an Asmachta. He doesn't really mean to give it to him. And it's like any Asmachta that's not Kona. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman. Says Ravashi Velohi. Ravashi thinks this is wrong. Afilu Begozmani, Nami Lo Kani. Even if he offers him the field within the time period, it's also an Asmachta. I had to come like Kni. The reason why he's telling him just take the field, he just doesn't want him to bother him after the 3 years. So he's just giving it to him early now, but really it's Nasmachta and it's Lo Kanya. Rav Papa makes a different distinction. Amar Rav Papa, Hai Asmachta, Zimnin Kanav Zimnin Lo Kanya. Sometimes Asmachta is Kona, sometimes it's not Kona. What's the rule? If the malva finds the lova on the last day of the 3 years and he's sitting drinking a beer, he's very calm, relaxed, drinking a beer. So then, Connie, why is he not trying to scrounge up the money? Because he really is willing to give him the field. It's not an asmachta. He's really willing to give it. However, to come a hape chazuze, if he sees him like trying on the last day, sweating and schwitzing, trying to find money to pay back, lo kani, then it's an asmachta. He doesn't really mean to give him the field. Amalei Rav Acha Midid Ravina, is that really why the only reason people drink beer? Dilma lefachuche pachte kashasi. Maybe he's drinking the beer to try to calm down because he's so upset that he's got to give him the field. Maybe he doesn't really want to give him the field. Inami, maybe he's calm because someone else is supposed to give him the money, lend him the money to pay back this debt, and the guy reneges, he doesn't give him the money. Ela ama Ravina, so Ravina says, you're right, it's not a raya. Drinking beer is not a raya. But I have a different raya. Elam Ravina, e kapit bidume. If you see the guy during the 3 years when he's selling things, he's makbid to sell things at a high price. Vadai kani. That shows he's not desperate for money. He's willing to give the guy the field. Really? Amalei Rav Acha Midid Ravina. No, Dilma Savar Kekdelo Titazel Are. No, he's makbid to sell things at a high price because he doesn't want people to know how desperate he is for money. If he would give away stuff at a low price, then that would nobody would want it would want to buy anything from him. Elam Rav Papa Yikabed Ba'ara. If he doesn't sell land, Vadai Kani. If he only sells other things, if he's makbid to keep his land, so then he clearly wants to give away the field because he's not desperate. Ve'amar Rav Papa. Even though the rabbi said that asmachta does not work, that field, the guy doesn't own it, but he can. That field becomes like an apotiki, apotehekai, which means the creditor, the malveh, can collect from that field. He doesn't own the field, but he can at least collect his debt from the field. Says the Gemara, why does it become an apotiki? Amalei Rav Huna Breder Rav Nasan Rav Papa. The owner didn't say, the lova didn't say you can collect from this field. He just said you could acquire the whole field. He didn't say you could collect the debt from the field. And acquiring the whole field in an asmachta doesn't work. So how does it work to be an apotki? So, and that's one kasha. Amalei Mazuch Rei Rav Mar Ravina, another kasha. Ve'i Omar Kni Lemigva Minei Kani. And if he says to him, I only want you to acquire even the amount of the loan, you think that would work? So asmachta, it's still an asmachta, asmachta lo kanya. So the Gemara says, right, let's explain it differently. Ela apotiki Gemara Papa Maihi. What's the case that it will become an apotiki? On my lay, he says the following language: Lo yehe lecha piron ela mizu. At the time of the loan, the lova said to the malveh, even within the 3 years, you're always going to be able to collect from this land. Some Rishonim understand that means only from the land, not even money. Or no, meaning either money, or he tells them at the beginning of the loan, he says, either you'll collect from the loan or from this land. And if I don't pay you back money or the land from this land, then you'll acquire the whole land. So the second half is an asmachta that doesn't work. But the first half does work. So he can collect the loan from the land. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra Dezavon Le'ar L'Chari B'Achrayas. Reuven sells a field to Shimon and he promises him with Achrayas, if his creditors come to take the field away, he'll pay him back. V'amar Le'i, Itarful Le'minoi, Magvus Le'mi Ida Idis Islach. Now the buyer makes a condition with the seller. If your creditors come to take this field away from me, I demand that you replace my field with the best field that you have. Ide idis, the best field you have. This particular field, which is the best field that you have. Amalei, the seller says, me ide idis lomagvinalach. I'm not giving you back my best field that I have, but to be able to make him come on, I want to keep that for myself. Elamagvinalach me idis acherim disli. But I have another field. It's not quite as good as this field. It's my second best field. That field I will replace with you. Sure enough, what happens? Lesof tarfu mine. They grabbed the field that he sold away from the buyer. Asa bidka shakal idi idis. And the river overflowed into the idi idis, the best field there. And it overflowed into the top field there. And it ruined his idi idis. So now,
the field that he wanted to keep is gone. So now he wants to keep the second best field, but he promised the second best field to the other guy.
Savar of Papa Lamei, Rav Papa Dosei, Me'idus Amalei, V'Hakayim, he promised him the Idus field. It's still alive, so he's got to give it to him. Amalei Vachem, Yidifte Le'Ravina, no, V'Lei Malei, Ki'amer Le'ano, Magvinu Lach, Tahavi Idi, Idus Kaima.
When did I promise you I'd give you the Idus field? When I had the Idi, Idus field was alive.
Hashta, Kaima Le'Idus, B'Makom Idi Idus.
Now, my second best field has become my best field, and therefore I'm not obligated to give it to you.
Rav Bar Shva have a masik bei Rav Kahana Zuze. Rav Bar Shva owed Rav Kahana $1,000. Omar Lei, Ilo Paran Aloch, Leon Ploni, Gavi Mehai Chamra.
If I don't pay you back the $1,000 in a year, I want, see this wine over here? This is $1,000 worth of wine. I'm going to give you this wine if I don't pay you back. After a year, he did not pay him back, and the price of wine went up from 1,000. That wine went up from 1,000 to 1,200.
So Rav Papa Lamei, Rav Papa thought that Rav Kahana can take the wine.
Maybe when we say asmachta doesn't work, that's only by land. Because people don't usually like to sell land.
But wine, which people sell wine, people sell it. It's like money.
And therefore, he meant to give it to him. Amalei Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishuel Rav Papa Hachi Amirim Mishmei Derabba.
No, Kol De'i Lo Kani.
Anytime he says, "I'm going to pay you back," and if I don't pay you back and take the wine, it's asmachta, and it does not work.
Amar Rav Nachman Hashdam Rabban Asmachta Lo Kanya. Now that the rabbi said that asmachta does not kone, hadar ara vahadri peri.
So in the case of the Mishnah, the malve has to return back the land, and the peros, all the peros that he ate, if the guy took it after 3 years, and then a year later, he finds that, the halach is I wasn't allowed to take this field, it was asmachta. So he's got to give back the field, and he's got to pay back all the fruit that he ate off the field.
Says the Gemara, but wait a second. Lamemer, the suffer of Nachman, Mechila, Betos, Lahavi, Mechila.
But the buyer, Lachar, was Mochel. Wasn't he Mochel?
Ha'idmar, but I'll show you Rav Nachman holds the other way around. Ha'idmar, we learned, Ha'mocher, Peros, Dekel, Chavero.
Guy has a tree, and it's a date palm tree. And every year his date palm tree produces $100 worth of dates. Right now, there's no dates growing on the tree. So he says to him, here, I'm selling you the dates that my date tree will produce this year. That's called Mocher Davar Shelo Ba La'olam. And we paskin, if you try to sell Davar Shelo Ba La'olam, it does not work.
So guy sells peros that are going to sell, peros dekel chaver, or mervuna ad shelo ba la'olam, before the dates grow, yachal aksuba, you can back out. Mishabol olam, but once the dates come to the world, ain yochel aksibo. Rav Huna says no one can back out. Rav Nachman says, Amar af mishabol olam yochel aksibo.
No, Rav Nachman says even once the dates come, he can back out of the deal because the kin is not chalado because ain other mak the davar shelo ba la'olam.
Since the maisa kin was before the dates came to the world, there's no gemiras das. They didn't really intend to buy and sell. Therefore, even after the fruit grow, you can back out. From Rav Nachman, Modina, Rav Nachman said, I admit to Rav Huna, the shamit v'achil. If the buyer took the fruit off the tree and ate them, and the mocher didn't say anything, lo mafkinan minei.
We do not make him pay back. So ask
the Gemara. Before we said the Rav Nachman said a mechila bitaus. Again, the case before was by a case of a loan. We said by a case of a loan, mechila bitaus is not a mechila. And it goes back. He has to give him back the field, give him back the fruit. And here, by the case of a sale, he sold him the fruits of the date palm. It's not a good sale. Dovish lo balolam. But we say the guy's mochel. The mechila is a good mechila. Answers the Gemara. That's exactly the difference. Hasam zvine. Ach halva. By the case of selling the date palm tree fruits, dovish lo balolam, it's a sale. So we have no problem that it looks like interest. The Gemara answers, really, Rav Nachman says, a mistaken mechila is a mechila. A mechila on a mistake is a mechila. Aye, and that's why, in the case of the, but the reason why it's us, the reason why you can't do it by the loan is because it looks like ribbis. So by a loan, it looks like ribbis, it's a problem. And therefore, you have to give back the payros because it looks like ribbis. Even though the mechila is a good mechila, but it looks like ribbis, so you got to give it back. But by the case of a sale, the mechila is a good mechila. Since it's a sale, it doesn't look like ribbis. And therefore, you don't have to give it back. Rabosai, we will stop here. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. That's what most people like on Sunday morning. I don't know why, but most people like 7 a.m. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, live in person and on Zoom. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Quick question, Rabbi. How does a moshkon ever work if... So it seems like it's an asma every single time. I didn't think I have to give